In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. It is Thursday today, the 16th of February. Good as always to have you along, everybody. So that didn't take long, did it? Less than 24 hours after Andy Puzder withdrew as the nominee to be Secretary of Labor, President Trump announced his new pick at a press conference in Washington today. R. Alexander Acosta is his name. The R stands for Renee, should you be curious. Mr. Acosta is formerly of the National Labor Relations Board, the Department of Justice, and most recently the Dean's Office at the Law School at Florida International University. Many things that Mr. Puzder was not, which, as Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports, has labor people cautiously optimistic.
Labor activists were really, really freaked out about having Andy Puzder as labor secretary, so many were sighing with relief today following Trump's pick of Alex Acosta. Patricia Campos Medina is with the Worker Institute at Cornell University.
But he seems to be a more middle-of-the-road Bush conservative with the right credentials and the right experience.
Acosta is considered a much safer candidate for the Trump administration, says Judy Conti of the National Employment Law Project.
Somebody somewhere has convinced the Trump administration that it is not worth a huge messy fight over the Secretary of Labor.
She expects Acosta to have a relatively easy confirmation, but labor rights groups already worked into a frenzy over Puzder are diving into his record.
Well, they'll certainly be looking at the decisions that he penned and joined at the National Labor Relations Board to see if there is a tilt one way or the other to the union or to the employer.
Unlike Puzder, Acosta doesn't seem to have as public or controversial a record on labor issues. Andrew Stettner of the Century Foundation doubts there will be any deal breakers.
And Mr. Acosta is someone who has an appreciation of the rule of law, certainly someone who's conservative, but someone who has been respected as someone who takes a more balanced view.
But it's unlikely in this political climate that Democrats or activists will give any Trump pick the benefit of the doubt. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.